Kenzir.
Kenzir.
Kenzir from Cairo, Egypt.
Yeah, but Kenzir, what do you say you are, you do?
I say I'm an artist. I've experimented with approaches that I didn't necessarily do when I was first a visual artist, so it's always just like trying new things out, you know? Because I was like a graphic designer in Cairo, and but the problem was, really, was that what exactly you're using this medium for. And I realized that I've been using it for lots of nonsense. Just for some people to make money selling their products or their services, which are not really good anyway. But you just help them sell them and help them look good. And then I realized that actually, I mean, do I really want to spend my whole life helping other people make money off of their not so good business models, you know?
The answer was no.
So the answer was definitely not. I don't want to do that at all. And I'd just rather use this visual communication language for what I hope would be more relevant things.
Things hard to find, or what?
The more relevant things? Well, you won't find any of those as a commercial designer ever. It's always about selling bullshit, and that's it. But once you do your own art, then you know, then you don't need to find anything. You decide what it is you're going to do, and then.
What was important to you in that case?
You know, the world is just like full of problems, right? I felt like being completely entrenched in helping businessmen sell things, then I am as much a perpetrator in the misery of these other people as everyone else who's apathetic or directly responsible. And I wanted to use this medium to directly communicate these issues around us every day.
Did you feel very brave when you started putting those paintings up?
No, I mean, it wasn't in any way more brave than people going out and revolting against the state, being subject to getting tear gassed and getting shot at. On the contrary, I would say it's no one nearly as brave as those guys, right? But it is simply my skill set. You know, I remember, like, reading about moments in history where you'd be, and you're like, oh, of course, this is, like, exaggerated or something, right? And it's like, during this whole revolution, seeing certain things, you realize, actually, there are no words that could describe this at all. Like, this is, like, something you'd maybe never, ever experience again, ever. Not only in your own lifetime, but maybe for a few more generations to go. Yeah, there were some breathtaking moments, for sure.
Where does all that go? Because we all felt it. Everybody in the world.
Yeah. To a large extent, it's not so different from people who give up on their art to go just do design because they want to make money and put food on the table, you know? I think it has to do with, like, how all these forces and all these big institutions really try to enforce this notion of getting back to the real world and, like, going back to doing, like, really normal daily things that are necessary, and without them, like, the world can't go on, sort of thing, right? But that's where it goes. You just become more concerned with all the things that, in some way, like all the things we were revolting against, right? Like this idea of like having this really shitty job that you don't want to do and you don't want to go to, but you're doing it anyway, putting your kids through shitty schools, actually, like not really a good school system, but paying an arm and a leg to put them in it because, you know, that's what school is and there's no other alternative. Being persuaded that having a certain car is better than having another car, or maybe you should instead buy a place. You know, these things, you know, that they make you concerned with. And then you forget about all the others that are actually important just for these things. When people were ready to give up all of those things, it's something they knew for a very long time already, but had suppressed it, right? This thing that they knew for a long time is like all these guys ruling this country are so corrupt and so evil, and they don't care about anybody else. They don't care about you or your kids. themselves and they have so much power, the realization that your own life is not important because, you know, you're going to die sooner or later. So rather than, like, safeguard what you have now, why not, like, just, like, sacrifice yourself for the coming generations to have something way more than you ever dreamed of having? This is important for this notion of beyond the self.
Can that not work on an everyday basis? Are you figuring?
I don't know. You know, I think about, like, ancient societies, maybe their way of life, and, you know, these people, for example, a good example would be the Native Americans, right? That maybe their way of life was somehow in tune with this idea of some other kind of universal goodness, right? Rather than some kind of personal selfishness. So the fact that these people did exist, and they existed for a very long time, they lived this way for a very long time, is proof that, of course, that kind of attitude can be applied. There are things to be learned. And
wait, now, are you thinking that you're going to be a different kind of artist then? You're not going to be like the usual, where you go with a gallery, that you sign you
up,
they're going to... Why not?
Because it's a little pointless for me.
Do you plan to be making products for people to buy?
Maybe. If I feel like it. I don't know. But that's the whole point is, like, to not be... The whole point is to not be bogged down by anything, right? And to be, like... Because, you know, you see these guys. One, first of all, they... Each gallery will have a particular... operate in particular circles and have particular buyers and have particular collectors. And these people will... whether you like it or not, shape your production trends and your creation trends, not by necessarily telling you what to do, but because they themselves have certain buying trends. So as an artist who wants to, like, make a living and put food on the table, you know, you're gonna, it's no different, really, I mean, to some degree, than being a commercial graphic designer. You're just, like, gonna hash out this thing that is kind of sellable and whatever, you know. You're gonna be Jeff Koons making, you know, poodles in different shapes and different sizes out of different material. You know, it's just like over and over again, and that's not really satisfying for me. Creatively speaking, I just want to, like, just do my own thing and not have any kind of anyone having any kind of say whatsoever over what I do. And so in order to achieve that, I don't see the wisdom in signing exclusively with anybody.
I mean, you've gone through a period where the things that you made had so much meaning and were so attached to such ideals. I mean, how do you, is it still?
I'm trying. So I feel satisfied that, at the very least, I'm trying, which is better than not trying,